23 minutes past seven on The Breakfast Show. Thanks for joining us this morning. It is BBC Radio Kent's Breakfast Show with John Warnett and Claire McDonald. Now, around 80 people attended a very heated meeting in Ramsgate last night about the development of the former Pleasurama site, or rather the lack of development. The meeting was organised by the Friends of Ramsgate Seafront. Organisers say residents are angry at the handling of the redevelopment, with the site still derelict after 10 years. It's on the seafront. It's supposed to be housing these wonderful luxury apartments, but nothing's really happened. And a development company has planning permission to build these flats and a hotel on the former Pleasurama site on the seafront, but nothing has happened. Our business correspondent, Mark Norman, has been down to the site.
Ramsgate seafront, just in front of me, the sand and the waves, and if I turn round, the Pleasurama development site. But you can't get on it because it's locked up and currently derelict. The old Pleasurama amusement arcade burnt down in 1998, and the council eventually took back the lease. They looked for someone to come along and develop it, and they chose a company called SFP Ventures UK Limited. But 10 years on, and after various renegotiations, nothing has been built, and right here is a huge 10-foot-high wooden fence that surrounds the site and that locally has become known as the Great Wall of Ramsgate and depicts various bits of art. But also on it are the advertisements for the luxury flats that should have been built here. And if I read it to you, it says, "Your opportunity to wake up each morning to the sound of waves lapping on the beach and the smell of the freshest sea air. 1, 2 and 3 bedroom apartments, all with sea views, private balconies or terrace." So you get the idea. A major development, a major regeneration project for Thanet, for Ramsgate, that hasn't been built. And really, it's turned into a bit of a saga. SFP have a lease on the property, but say they need to acquire the freehold if they're going to carry on and build it. Thanet District Council say, well, first of all, you have to prove to us that you have the money to complete the project. Otherwise, we won't sell you the freehold. And the protesters at this meeting really aren't happy with the way things have gone on over the years. They're concerned that the developers can't see the project through, concerned that Thanet District Council can't see a way out of this. Where do we go from here? Well, SFP and Thanet District Council still talking about the freehold issue, but for the time being, the site remains derelict.